it's a, probably a big issue with being able to not come, and then if you do come, then stay out. Once they know you, especially if you, and like, because I've been from a little town, yeah, they basically ride you, you know what I mean? Even if you're not doing something, they think you're doing something, yeah. And you're not getting caught. Yeah. I suppose you can understand why they're doing it, but then to the point where they're, you're just like, well, if they're going to ride me this hard, I might as well be doing something. I know we're in prison, and you know what I mean, but at the end of the day, it seems like the prison isn't the punishment. It's like what they can do to you when they're in here. You know what I mean? For instance, like the canteen, just gone now, like in the last week, basically everything has gone up at least a third. Some of them's doubled. That's just in 1 week, bang. Like, you're meant to be, obviously they say you're innocent until proven guilty, but clearly it's not like that. On remand, there's a few different things on remand that you're meant to get. Here, you don't get it. Because clearly this jail was set up as a sentence prison, and it's now basically 80% remand. But you can do a couple now. They've got a few, like they've actually improved that, I assume, because the prison system is majority remand now. But you can only do to like a certain level, say like for the drug ones, for instance, you can only do up to the 24 hours rather than like the 60 and the longer ones, you know what I mean? So, like, at the moment now, I'm going to trial in November. I'm 100% on beating my stuff. By the time I go to court, I've been on remand for 22 months. For a normal person, the evidence they've got, they wouldn't even have charged you. But they're going to get their time out of me either way. Whether they get the conviction or not, I've done me time for it. And that's not just me. That's across the board. There's so many people like that. Housing. That's like probably number one thing for anybody to ever stay out is having somewhere to live. Because at the end of the day, you've got nowhere to live. You're going back to the people you know. And if you're on drugs, like I barely know anybody that's not on drugs.
Yeah.
I can go places and stay, but I'm going to be going where people are on drugs. You know what I mean? I'm already going to struggle to stay off drugs as it is without being around drugs all the time. It's basically impossible.